Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host and contributor to thebirdwrites.com, Preston Ells. Today, we're not following the typical format of our show, but I wanted you to have the opportunity to listen into my conversation with Pelicans Vice President of Basketball Operations and Team Development, Swin Cash. You can find the entire story on thebirdwrites.com. Now, again, if you like what you're hearing, please spread the word on Twitter, Facebook, rate us on iTunes, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really does help a ton. But without further ado, here's Swin. First off, you're teaming up with Secret Deodorant and the All Strength No Sweat campaign. You've joined Grammy-nominated Jessie Reyes, actress Camila Mendez, and fitness mega influencer Ainsley Rodriguez, who my wife is a big fan of, by the way. She mentioned that. So how did this campaign come to fruition? What about it drew excitement from you?
Well, over the last few years, I had an opportunity to really see how Secret has been supporting women, whether it's from equality, diversity, inclusion standpoint, and having an opportunity to go to P&G and actually speak to the brand and be on the ground. I was part of a panel discussion that came in alongside kind of Malcolm Jenkins and other people. They came in and just really talked about kind of using your platform and your voice. And so for me, it was great to take those conversations and behind the scenes and learn about kind of the direction and what the brand wanted to do to really not only inspire women, but to support the women going into this new decade. And so I was super excited for the opportunity, and it just felt like the perfect fit between Secret and myself.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that's necessary in today's day and age because, as Sarah and I talked about via email, inequality reaches pretty much every avenue of American society. But this past week, it was really highlighted with the Golden Globes becoming a focal point of it when they once again snubbed accomplished women like Greta Gerwig, Alma Harrell, Marielle Heller, and Laureen Scafaria. In fact, only 5 women have been nominated for Best Director in the award's 77-year history. Just talk about the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press said they vote on accomplishment, not on gender. What was your reaction to that? And how does that affect not just the film industry, but pretty much every facet of American life?
Well, I think the thing for me has always been, and this is why it was important for me to partner with Secret, is that we need to start not only worried about, you know, the snubs that happen on in everyday life, whether it's at the Golden Globe, whether that's getting a promotion, whether that's getting equality, equal pay at your job. It really comes down to having people in the room making those decisions. And a lot of times, you know, as women, we are disenfranchised. We are not given same opportunities. And that's because the people who are in decisions, in the position to make decisions, are not in the room. And so I think as we continue to, you know, ring the alarm that this has to change in this new decade, I'm excited to be, you know, partner with Secret to say, listen, we want an equal playing field. We want women to have an opportunity to be all that they can be, to be able to receive all that they should receive. And I think part of this campaign, when it talks about all strength, no sweat, it's like, look, we're not going to sweat the obstacles because we understand they are there. They're everyday obstacles we have to get over. But we're together. We have strength. Strength in our numbers. Strength in the power of saying we're going to change going into this new decade, inspiring women across the globe to understand that, you know, you deserve your worth.
Yeah, definitely. And to bring this a bit more further home to basketball, obviously film isn't the only arena. WNBA players make, on average, somewhere close to $70,000 annually. A 10-day contract for an NBA player who's played 2 to 3 years or more is over $80,000. Now, obviously, you're close with women like Teresa Witherspoon. Do you keep in touch with other women in your industry like Becky Hammon, Becky Bonner? What all do you do collectively to change this mammoth divide between men and women in basketball?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, one, we understand what the playing field is with the WNBA and the NBA. People are fast to quick to forget how the NBA, at once, their finals were on tape delay. And this is a billion-dollar business, an industry that has built up over the years by the support of grassroots, by the support of men and women across the globe. And that's what we're hoping the WNBA can be. And so with Teresa Witherspoon, with Becky Hammon, and all the other women, Sue Bird, Neil Ivey, all the other women that are now in the coaching ranks, executive ranks, in the front office, that are working with teams, even for me here, Miss Benson, who is the only kind of full owner of an NFL and NBA team. I think it's important that we continue to share information. That's the one thing that as women we have to do. We have to share information, not only on salaries, but how the interviews go. Men do it all the time. And I think that's the one area where we can be stronger together, is by sharing information collectively, raising our voices, using our platforms, and understanding that we need to have same equal opportunities, same type of interviews. Do I believe that over the next 5 to 10 years there's going to be a woman head coach in the NBA? Absolutely, because we're trending in the direction of saying that women not only belong here, but women can do the work. And it's no different than a man and a woman. Basketball is basketball.
Now, not where the root of the problem, but I guess the root of the separation you mentioned at Junior NBA Global this summer was during high school. You remember these boys and girls ages 13 to 14 were cheering for each other. It seemed like they were on an equal platform at that event. And then at high school, that's where things begin to change. Talk about that, and talk about not only that, but how important it is that these young kids, 13 to 14, see a strong female like you on a day-to-day basis like they did.
Well, it's really hard, I think, for young females, especially female athletes in basketball, because when you're younger, like you said, you look at the Junior NBA World Championships and everybody's on this equal playing field, and you understand, like, the game is the game. And then you get to high school, and then from an athleticism standpoint, the guys play the game above the rim. And so you're going to see more dunks and the athleticism that's there. But it doesn't mean that it's a better brand of basketball. It just means that they've been given a God-given ability to do that. And so, unfortunately, women are held to this standard that dunking is the be-all, end-all to the game, which is not the case. And so for me, I try to tell young girls all the time, enjoy the game of basketball. The game of basketball is going to bring you so much, not only joy of playing, but you're going to learn about being a great teammate and all those different attributes that you're going to acquire and learn, and characteristics of who you are as a person will help you in your next job, whatever that may be, whether it's in the business field, whether it's being an entrepreneur or running your own business. And so I always try to tell young girls, enjoy the game, learn from the game, and then go back and give to the game.
Now, the name of this campaign, All Strength, No Sweat, it has a semblance of confidence, a quiet confidence that needs to be carried with it. Obviously, as we've discussed, there aren't a lot of women in the NBA in front offices right now. You are in a fantastic position, Vice President of Basketball Operations, Team Development with the Pelicans. Would you mind walking me through the process of what being interviewed with? Were you nervous? Did you think you wouldn't have an even playing field as a woman? Or did you feel this, I don't know, quiet confidence, knowing that people like Teresa Witherspoon, Becky Bonner, Becky Hammon were also out there with you? How did you feel through the interview process?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me was that I was confident in who I was, and I knew what my aspirations were and what I wanted to do kind of like in my career. And so we given this opportunity, I think with any interview, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, I think you would be lying if you said that you went in and you didn't have a little bit of nervousness. But for me, it was a comfortability level where I knew that to negotiate, I had to get informed first and foremost. And so before I even started talking about whether I was going to come to New Orleans, I did my research. I did my homework. I reached out to people. I reached out to some of my female friends that were in the NBA. I reached out to male friends that I had that have supported and been allies for women. And I think that's what really gave me that comfort and that additional confidence to say, look, you can take on this role and you can be successful in it. And you don't have to, you don't have to dim your light. You don't have to feel that you cannot be yourself. You just have to go out there and do the best that you can do. And let your resume and your work speak for itself. And that's what I tell people all the time. They ask me, well, how do you talk to the guys? And you played in the women's league and you didn't play in the NBA. Do they still listen? And I'm like, if you're a basketball player, you want to win. And anyone that can help you win, you want to speak to. And so our guys don't worry about if I'm, you know, Swin, if it's, you know, Swin the female or Swin the basketball player. They just want to say, hey, let's talk about hoops. I mean, and plus, I mean, at the end of the day, whenever they saw some of the guys came in after they saw the commercial with the Golden Globes, and they're cracking jokes and asking me questions and saying, well, you're kind of famous now, so like, you get free deodorant. Like, I mean, it's stuff like that that people don't see. They don't see that side. They always think that there's such tension. But I just want to give a shout out to all those guys out there, too, that are being allies and understand that they should support women. And for all the women out there who are unapologetic about their strength.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, you just mentioned some of the guys that are out there that you have a close relationship with. Obviously, that's your job here with the Pelicans is player and team development. Are there any fun stories like Josh Hart strolling through the locker room saying Hall of Fame, put some respect on her name. I'm looking at the Pelicans website right now. Are there any other fun stories you've shared with some of the guys in the locker room you wouldn't mind sharing?
You know, no, I think we all just have jokes all the time. I think our guys are just a fun group. Whether it's, you know, them having dance off, me asking them to have a dance off with some of the young kids that we took to the Children's Museum, whether it's, you know, us saying, hey guys, we want to do this team event for Thanksgiving. We want to do it this way at a homeless shelter. Like, they're open to so many of my ideas because they understand the human side of it. And there's a trust level and that we had to build with one another. And I think whenever I can also sit down with a player and talk about, well, what do you think about working on this offseason? Where do you feel your game's at right now? I'm able to do that from a position of I understand what it means to go through being a pro. And so I love those moments, those intimate moments of being able to share my story, sharing my past, my history, and letting them know, listen, I'm here and I'm in this with you together. And so that's why it's always fun whenever, you know, you can do cool commercials with Secret and the guys, you know, don't expect. I didn't tell anybody this commercial was coming out as far as our players. And then to understand that they were watching the Golden Globes. And so after they started joking on me, my next question for them was, so how long were you watching the Golden Globes? You know, and then that was the whole big laughter. And it was like, oh, no, I was watching my wife. No. I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah, you were watching the whole Golden Globes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Swin. If I could just get you out on this. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Swin Cash, all nominated. Kevin Garnett for the NBA Hall of Fame. I know it's just nice to be nominated. It's an honor. You've certainly deserved it. What would it mean not only to you, but to all the women that you mentioned previously for you to earn that nod?
It would mean, you know, I don't know. It would just, it would mean a kind of, I guess, a job well done. it would be a true blessing and it'd be very humbling and it would be a sign of my era. Because all of those guys that you named, including my sister, Tamika Catchings, I have some of the best stories from WNBA to USA Basketball to traveling around the world, NBA Cares, with all of those players at one point or another, interacting and giving back to the game.
Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.